welcome to Dailyish for Tuesday, March 15th. It's 0 degrees. Feels like minus 5 out there with the old wind chill. This episode of Dailyish is brought to you by FeedPress. FeedPress is simple analytics and podcast hosting made for bloggers and podcasters. You can use their powerful subscriber and podcast download tracking to figure out where folks are coming from, who's listening to your show, who's reading your blogs. You've got 250 megabytes of file storage that rolls over each month, so you can upload at least 4 episodes a month if you're at all consistent in terms of putting out episodes each month, unlike how I have been. And you can get more storage for just $20 a month at 100 or 1 gigabyte of storage. So visit feed.press/dailyish today. Sign up and try 14 days. No contracts or commitments. And be sure to use promo code DAILYISH during your checkout to get 10% off your first year. And it's also brought to you by supporters like you, possibly over on Patreon. Patreon.com/iChris is where you can check out how you can support my podcasting efforts a little more directly with a dollar or two or more a month. And my thanks so much to the Patreon folks who are sort of sticking with me, I guess, during some of these figuring out stages of what's next here for podcasts and things with good stuff and with me. And man, it feels like it's been a while, and it has been a while since I recorded an episode. And also just realizing how buried under work I've been. And it feels weird because it's like self-inflicted in a way, because I'm, you know, my own boss theoretically, but I kind of have, you know, 10 different bosses who email me or request stuff or want things, all, you know, generally good things, obviously, but want work done in exchange for money, which is a good thing to have. Trying to balance everything. And then lately, it feels like all I podcast about is sickness, but our kids we thought we were going to be sick a week ago, I think it was, or 2 weeks now maybe. And then this last weekend, we actually have been sick. Starting Sunday, Saturday afternoon kind of thing, our two youngest decided to start coming down in various stages of some sort of cold flu thing. Luckily, just lots of, well, not luckily, but lots of coughing, aching, fever, you know, a little bit of the old spitting up some, yeah, anyways, I don't need to go into details, but there was a moment yesterday where the doorbell rang because someone was coming to clean up her couch. And at the same moment, the 3-year-old decided to spit up all over her floor, throw up all over her floor. Luckily, it was just a little bit of yogurt. So it's all good. Just lots of coughing for the most part, which is, I have a nervous twitch inside my brain. I think it's from my, inherited from my parents in some way. And basically just kind of like irritable coughing syndrome, I guess I could call it, ICS, where just the constant barrage of coughing sounds is just kind of grating on me. And I'm very sympathetic to our kids. They're 3 and 6 now, and so it's definitely like not their fault, obviously. But between the two of them, it's just like in stereo, kind of like coughing all around you. So it's fun. And just kind of draining, dealing with tired, sick kids. And life goes on. So you're kind of, you know, you're busy and you're trying to get things done. But they're sick and they need more time and attention than usual. Kind of makes you appreciate the normal level of, say, whininess or whatever your kids have compared to when they're sick. But anyways, this will all pass, I'm sure. One of the things for our birthdays with our kids that we do is we allow them to sort of, we let them choose a daddy or mummy date as part of sort of their birthday weekend or whatever it happens to be stuff. And for our six-year-old, he chose daddy, which is me in this case. And we decided to go see the movie Zootopia. And I had kind of been blissfully unaware of the movie. I'd seen marketing for it and stuff occasionally on Twitter and whatever else, but hadn't really paid much attention to it. Kind of came out of left field for me, but we just, you know, we watched a bit of the trailer and I kind of stopped it after a minute just to make sure all the jokes weren't ruined in the trailer by watching it, and decided to go see the movie. And so we went for the Sunday afternoon matinee showing, and because we were just barely on time, it meant we were sitting basically second row from the front, looking way up at the screen in 2D, not 3D. But I really liked it. I really enjoyed it, actually, and was kind of pleasantly surprised at how much I really liked it. And I'm kind of like wanting to take one of our other kids now to go see it again, or all of them or whatever together later. But just because of how fun it was. And maybe just the, like I said, we're, you know, being sick and kind of tired, and it was just kind of fun to just have fun together and seeing the movie. There's like the tons of fun stuff in the movie for kids to see animals behaving as humans and, you know, the hilarity that ensues from that. And some really great character actors or voice actors, in the movie. And, but then also, you know, a social commentary track that's running fairly blatantly over top of everything else for the adults and those who are sort of able to pick up on it, age appropriate, whatever. That seems especially poignant with how the U.S. seems to be imploding over the whole Republican nominee process, et cetera. But it was, yeah, it's a really good movie, and I really encourage folks to go see it. If your kids are old enough, it'll definitely promote a bit of discussion about just kind of social issues and race and the differences between people in different situations and things like that. But it's also just can be just a fun movie that is just really well done. The animation is gorgeous. It's bright, beautiful colors. And like I said, really good character actor, voice actors in the movie. The reason I keep saying character actors is because there is a few big names, but it's not like necessarily huge names that you kind of everybody would recognize, I think. And so one's the one of the stars of the TV show Once Upon a Time, which Ginny, I think, is her first name. Anyway, she, you know, she's fairly famous, but not like, maybe just my world, not instantly recognizable famous name or whatever. And so you're kind of spending the movie a bit of like trying to place those faces of who's the actors are. But yeah, lots of fun. Go see it. Let me know in the comments what you think, what your thoughts are on the movie, if you've seen it already, Zootopia, and what your kids thought, if you have kids. And we will talk to you again next time. Hopefully next time I talk to you is, sooner than whatever it's been, a week and a bit. And also sick kids free. Hopefully I don't catch the stuff. My wife and I, our hands are like raw from washing our hands so much, trying to keep any germs off of ourselves in the process of trying to keep our kids clean and picking up Kleenexes all over the house. Our six-year-old decent at blowing his nose, but unfortunately not so good at picking up the Kleenexes as he blows his nose. So anyways, more details about sickness than you probably were hoping for. Have a good day. Remember to wash your hands with soap. Thanks for listening. Bye.